to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special edition of Podcast and Chill. How do I introduce you? Because you are a singer, you're an actress, you're a dancer. What else? Am I missing something?
What else? Ingozi.
Ingozi.
Yeah, kafar.
What is that? It sounds like you're coming, eh?
Huh? Oh, is that how vendor people come?
Oh, good.
It's not that kind of show, Maggie.
Listen, man.
I learned a thing or two about you. Now
about
I know
me?
What you sound like when you come.
You know what I don't know. Let me just see. Hey, what new? I just want to say, man, thank you so much for coming. I remember.
Enough, guys. Enough.
That one was accidental.
Get it together. Okay.
As I was saying.
Just say, Jake, thank you for honoring.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember I saw you, I forgot what show it was, man. But it was a show like Idols, reality show. But it was just actors.
Oh, it was Top Actor.
Top Actor.
Yes.
Yeah. And you made it to the finals, ne?
Yeah, top 4.
Yes. Yeah. That's the first time I got introduced to you. I'm like, wow, this girl's amazing. First of all, I was like, whoa, she's beautiful, stunning.
Thank you.
Do you remember that show, hey?
Yeah,
not a lot of people remember that show.
No, because, I mean, you know, it was still like the first season and they were trying to like build the show. So I think that's why a lot of people didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people weren't paying DSTV premium.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people like came out of that show, because I remember there's a guy, I see him in some ad. I forgot the guy.
It's Oro Sampofu.
Yes.
Yeah.
He came out from that show.
Yeah.
The white girl as well went to Sun City with you guys.
Yes, I remember. He was the only white, because I could not remember.
How did that gig come about?
I actually found out through a friend, Nick, and he was like, "Yo, friend, there's auditions. They're looking for actors to participate in this reality show, and it's called Top Actor." And then we had to do like self-taping. So, yeah, I mean, we taped. I got a call, and then that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it change your life in any way, or was it just like, ugh?
In terms of like experience and learning, definitely.
Because you were in it, eh?
Yeah, no, I was Pagotti inside. So, yeah, I mean, I think I learned a lot, because most of the people that I was with on the show were already like acting here and there. They come from varsity. I didn't have like that background where I have a degree in, even though I did study for like 3 years at WITS, Bachelor in Dramatic Arts. I never graduated, but you know, everyone else had more experience than I did. And so it was great to just like be a sponge and absorb everything.
Didn't you study psychology as well?
I did.
What happened there?
And then run away with me.
Hey.
And then I dropped a song called Runaway, which put me on the map in the music industry. And then I had a lot of work, gigs, interviews. Then I couldn't keep up with like everything else. So I was like, I'll see you later, darling.
So you didn't finish your degree?
No.
Wow.
And that was like the most exciting thing that I probably did when it came to something that's not related to what I do.
Yeah,
because it's so interesting. It opens up like your perspective about the world and how you see the world and how you interpret the things around you. I mean, we did medical anthropology and we find out how, you know, diseases are created to keep the pharmaceutical industry alive, and you had to do research about that. So it was pretty cool.
So when you hear corona,
I'm thinking, hey, my scientist, gee. Yes.
What do you
definitely
think?
That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's almost like they'll give you Panado for like a different illness and just change the name.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
so are you getting vaccinated?
Angaga vaccinate. I'm thinking about it. I'm pondering. I'm not sure.
Why?
Ay, nyasaba.
Saba.
Because I'm like seeing all these other things that people are, you know, saying that they took they took the vaccine and this is what happened. So I'm pretty, yeah, I'm pretty skeptical.
But you got a kid, man. You got to protect your kid.
I know.
So you're not taking it anytime soon?
No, I've received the message.
You're pondering.
So I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think at some point I'll definitely have to do it because I'm looking to travel. And so I can't go anywhere in the world if I don't get the vaccine.
You know, I've spoken to a lot of artists and I find it weird where like you're almost by the finish line with your studies.
Yeah.
And then yet you choose this path, which is unpredictable because you could be hot today, tomorrow you're not.
Yeah.
So why not just finish the degree so you know you got something to fall back
on? I mean, I think everybody would like to choose safety. And I think that's not who I am. It's easy to pick something that's security, but it's very difficult to choose something that's a passion that you love, that you know that even on days where you're like, how am I? You wake up. You know, because I know a lot of people with degrees who aren't employed, who haven't been employed for 8 years, who's never got a job. You understand? So it doesn't mean that when you do have a degree, it's guaranteed. It for me, it's really just about doing what I love. And yeah, that's really
so why study psychology then if you know you love dancing, you love music, you love acting?
Because I think I'm the kind of person, I get bored very easily. So that's why I sing, I act, I dance, I do it. I'm just a crazy person.
Creative.
You understand? So I'm a creative, and I think that's why you'll never find me just doing one thing where it's just music, where music is my passion. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, for those who feel like that's what they want to do and that's all they want to stick to. And I think that's why I chose this career path, because if I'm going on a movie, let's say, I can play a doctor. I can play a mom. I can play a zgabengu and not be held accountable for that.
Yay.
You understand?
The beauty lies.
Yeah, so for me, that's really what it is.
Which one do you find hard to do? Singing, acting, dancing?
None.
For real?
Sometimes singing can be tricky.
Tricky, Kanjan?
I don't know. Yeah. No, you know, there's days where you wake up and your voice is just like, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But like, other than that, I love all of them, and I think I do pretty well in
What do your parents say? Because they're pastors, you know, you come from a church background, and this is like Satanism, what you're doing. Am I like?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Look,
she's out there twerking, dog.
Dog.
They just understand that it comes with the job. You know, that's not who I am. That's not how I live my life.
What do you mean?
That is my Sasha Fierce. That is who I tap into for work. I don't go around.
Alter ego.
Yeah.
So you don't twerk for your husband?
I do more than just twerk.
And during your upbringing, like, what type of music were you listening to?
I know probably a lot of people would expect, like, gospel, but it wasn't. It was R&B, and, yeah, it was R&B and pop.
So, like,
Luther Vandross, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
She gave me scary, okay? She scared Nicki Minaj, and Nicki was like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Monica.
Do you know that song?
Remember 3T.
That song? Oh, 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 oh.
What?
You know that song?
No, but you talking about the song. I'm not.
It's like, you know, I just met this girl.
I get lonely.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's what I mean. You should have just said the time. Because I say no.
You know that one?
Yeah.
That's the shit you're growing up on.
Right? Absolutely. And I mean, as my older brother who influenced my love for like music, R&B, pop. He used to like imitate Usher. You know that, what's that song, yeah, Usher, where he used to take off the shoes at the end? No, that's new.
In the rain, the one he dances in the rain.
Yeah.
You got it bad.
You got it. And then he takes off the shoes at the end and he walks away.
That's you.
My brother used to practice that stuff religiously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then locally, who are you listening to? Brenda Fassie, obviously.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was Brenda Fassie. It was Boom Shaka. Mm. Who was... those are the... Because I think I gravitated more to those people because they, like, broke boundaries and they were not... Even Madiba was not, you know, faxing with Boom Shaka. Boom Shaka. Yeah, because there was too much...
You lie,
so,
Madiba.
Yeah, Madiba was like, nah. Too much. But, like, I like that because they broke the boundaries, like they did things that were different to what everyone else was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of like follow that suit because like even the way you're looking right now,
yeah,
this is something that Lebo would wear or Tembi Siete.
Absolutely. And I had actually blonde hair, but it just didn't go with my makeup. So I was like, I think that's why, because they were brave. They were one of the few women in the industry that were brave enough to like break those boundaries and do things that people will be like, hi.
So when is your big break?
When I dropped Runaway. Mm. Because it was more like R&B, people were like, yeah, you know, R&B in South Africa. Yeah. And I think it really just affirmed the thing that I always say to myself is that never let the next person's failures become your own. So don't adopt Mac G's failures and then paste them onto your personal life.
There's a lot, hey?
Yeah. Mm. I'm pretty sure, I mean, you had a lot of skeptics when you started your show. And they're like,
I'm
a guy. Mm. It is not going to be working.
Yeah.
But we are out here. We are watching.
Yeah.
And we see you. And I think you're doing really amazing. But Runaway was that breakthrough song for me. Got nominated for Metros when they still had them.
How does that song come about, bro?
I just got the beat.
Mm, who did the beat?
Sang Mkotli wanko siyam wai seven zalapaya.
And this is the guy who gave her a big break, eh?
God. She won't say his name live.
No. Sang Mkotli wanko.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways. And then, you know, he gave me that beat and then I was like, this is really good, you know. I think I tried an Afro pop beat. I tried like a house beat. Then that was like the one that I was like, I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I sang it and I listened to the final product, I was like, this is it. This is how I want to go out. I want to try something different.
And were you literally running away from something? Or it was just...
No, it wasn't like run away.
You're
running away with.
Hey, good thing you had.
Hey, and the graphics neat.
See.
Okay, so normally what happens if I laugh a lot,
yeah,
I get phlegm. And that's really just healthy.
Okay,
so I'm very
cool.
Healthy.
Now phlegm is good for a lot of things.
Mm. Jesus, bro.
And so I said, that's how I like wanted to go out, how I want to, you know, to make my mark. And yeah.
And why R&B? Because like R&B really is not that lead.
It's like you're saying it's not really. It's like people saying now that hip hop is dead.
Yeah.
But I mean, someone can drop a really hot hip hop track and it, you know, it blows out. And that's why I always say don't listen to what other people, just do you, and if you do it and it fails, then that's okay. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So that was my whole thinking. They were like, no, but you know, Jamali, you know, what's her name? The Black Butterfly.
Lira.
No, man. Mm. She passed on.
TK.
Yes. You know, like, you know, TK and them, they tried. I was like, you know, yeah, TK, they tried it. But, like, I mean, if you listen to my approach, it's a bit different. You know what I mean? And I think how I'm packaging the product is a bit different. I mean, I'm targeting the young people that are on the socials. And it worked out.
I mean, look at Eli.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You understand? So, and then the next person can try to do what Elaine is doing, and it just doesn't pop. So, yeah.
How does 999 find you?
It was through a competition. It was through a competition called Saada, where it was a South African arts development shandis, where they auditioned people around the nine provinces. Then they chose winners in, like, a winner in each province, and I was the one representing Gauteng because that's where I auditioned.
Yeah.
And then they had to choose, like, the ultimate winner. And then I got, obviously, the contract and, yeah.
Oh, okay. And how was that competition? Like, what songs were you performing at that time?
Sometimes I get a
good feeling. Yes.
Yeah, so I was doing, like, it was basically covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else performed, like, with you during that? That competition?
Way, they didn't make it, so I sang Bakutli. But there was a girl that I remember, she was very different. Her name was Mzizo Light. She was very African and very, when she was in the studio, she went, like, she would be sweating, she went in hard, and So I guess the Matlozis were like, with her, you know, chanting along. So she's one person that I really do remember that I'm pretty sad didn't make it.
So when you win this thing now, are you thinking, fucking hell, I've made it, you know? Here we are. I'm going to be a star.
Not even, because, I mean, I had entered a lot of competitions.
Top actor.
Pop stars.
You guys, pop star.
I even went to an African singing show. I was just like, as long as, like, no man, I'm with no sing man. Doesn't matter what I'm singing. But, yeah, I mean, oh, ek verlang na yo. Not even the vet say, I don't know my vow. Ek verlang yo as the sun in the man. And even though the vocal or me.
You did pop star.
Afrikaans superstar. I did Pop Stars 2010. I did Idols 20. Yo.
Why didn't they take you a pop star?
I don't know. I mean, these competitions, they know what they want. You know what I mean? I think if you look at a show like Idols, there's a lot of people that didn't win, but are great. I mean, if you look at Loiso Gijan, he's amazing. You know, but he didn't win the competition. So, if anyone is going to a competition and they don't win, that shouldn't define the fact whether you have the talent or not.
Who won that year that you went to Popstar?
They chose a group.
And Adila?
No, it wasn't Adila, but it was Nirvana something.
Do you know them so? No, I don't know that.
See, and I feel like God was like, no, they're not going to make it. It's fine. You can miss that ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Idols, so, how far did you get with Idols?
I was actually in the top 32.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was a while ago when, you know, Mnet was just...
When we were still on Mnet?
Yeah.
It was still white.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, I was there then. Yeah.
Shit, man. And the experiences, how different are they, like? When you audition for Pop Stars and Idols, is there any difference? Or is it the same thing?
It's the same thing. Mm. You know what I mean? I think because everyone goes into, the producers go have the show with an intention to find a specific thing. Mm. You know what I mean? I think that's like the model of every other competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens when you guys are like in the queue and waiting for your chance? Like, do you guys... people going off and kissing each other.
No, you're too nervous to be just like, I mean, exchanging saliva with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be swabbing. No. I think, you know, what mostly happened is that people would sing along together.
Oh, yeah. In the cues.
Yeah, and then, you know, people would harmonize. Guitar players would be like, dung, 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 you know? Mm. And yeah, that's mostly what happens. But I don't think anyone has the time to think, yo, you understand? Everyone is just there for the dream and focusing and hoping that they're the one that's going to be chosen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd go in that line and make on every girl because one of them is going to be
star. Because you don't have the singing talent, that's why.
Shots fired.
No cap. And do they give you guys food and stuff?
No, babes.
No
food. You must put us craft in. And if you know, I mean, most people that are chasing the dream, Shem, you know, we come from like different backgrounds and it's rough. Literally, you have imali yokugibela, buyele ekhaya.
How long would you stand in those queues for?
From 5
in the morning,
yes.
Until?
Until the 7 a.m., 8 a.m., until, you know, or until it's your turn.
So it could be 1 p.m.
It literally could be like 5
p.m. So you,
yeah.
You've been sitting.
And you've been sitting. I remember when I auditioned for Pop Stars, I woke up at 4 in the morning. And I went for the audition. And I only got auditioned at like 3, 4.
Sure.
That time, so cartel and energy. They're like, you know, you like energy. You're like, ish, motherfucker. No good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the least they could do is provide them with food, dog.
No.
You want the
there are thousands of people. Some can't even sing.
I mean, that.
Why would you provide them with food?
In no way.
You waste your time.
You understand that we people that come to the queue just for the food and then go.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yes,
like
a funeral. Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
You know.
Well, it is a funeral because some Koreans will die. But.
Singing for their supper.
I'm a cookie.
So when do you meet Arthur then? First time you meet him?
I mean, I think he was there in the process of like auditioning. Mm. But also, why are we speaking about...
Well, he's speaking about what?
About that guy.
Ah, he's part of your career.
No.
He is part of your journey.
He's part of your journey.
Because we're talking about the professional stuff right now.
Yeah.
Not the personal stuff.
No, angifuni nje ukumacknowledge. Siyabonga wangisiza singaqhubeka. Uma ngihlanga ngangibuza omunye umbuzo.
But I get where you're coming from, man.
Yeah.
I feel like every interview you do.
Yo, good evening. 5 years. Manje uloya baba loya nange wawa.
Do you think that that has tainted your career in some way? Because when you see Cece, you think, oh, Arthur's what?
Imagine if I had to call you by your ex's name every time. And what's your ex?
I've got a lot.
Okay, the one you remember.
There's a lot. Famous no, ones or not famous?
Doesn't Jeez. Matter. Okay, famous
Left
ones.
Oh man, where do we begin?
I a claimer. You know, when someone can't give you the girl's name.
No, you know what I want to say, because they're going to
okay,
be emotional.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Like, give me like a random name. Okay, let's say Nang Umekji Ntabiseng's ex.
I did date Ntabiseng.
You see?
Everybody did
Ntabiseng. I was in Yeah, and Nepalisa.
And Mbali.
And El Rato.
Oh, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think... It's great, and I think, I mean, even in my interviews, I do acknowledge that, thank you, next, you know? And I do say that I will be forever grateful because I don't think that people would have known Cece.
Yeah.
Had I not gone to that competition. But also, it's almost like, and now you must thank that guy because I didn't bring any talent onto the table.
Mm.
I thank myself.
Mm.
Thank God.
But I think as a woman, especially in the time that we're in SA, you're doing a disservice by not... Obviously, yes, it's tiring.
Aibo, guys, the 5 years, no makusiwinto phela. Like, you can ask me, you can say, I mean, you speak out against this
yes.
kind of... action from
behavior.
Men. Yes.
Yes.
But like man sekufanele ngikhulume ngalo mjita fethu ayibo. Okay.
Ufuna ngingu? Hey ban.
Ufuna ngingu?
But what I'm saying is it's a disservice because how many women in the industry are going through that.
No, but what do you mean? What I'm going through?
What you went through.
But they know of it.
But not enough women are coming out and speaking about it.
But also, I can't force people to speak out and say things.
Which is why your voice and your experience is so important.
No, let me just put it like this. It's I speak about those things, but I don't specifically speak of a particular person.
Mm.
I do address gender-based violence.
Yeah.
I go to events and I speak about gender-based violence, but I'm not going to be like, ubani. You understand? Because I'm really at that point where I'm over it. It's almost like, I always say in my interviews that we live in a society that tells you, oh my God, you're so bitter, get over it. And then when you get over it, they're like, oh, you remember that? It's like, do you want me to forget or you don't want me to forget?
How did the story even come out?
Guye. Babanguye. I'm doing what Zara did now because you
Zara Light
2.0.
So you went to the papers.
Ish making cela fetsungang buzi ngcono ngibuze ngomhlambe ngibuze ngobanje ngashada gavaninga, like ask me something else.
No, we're gonna get to that, but I think it's important that you speak about
it. No, but I have. I mean, if you've listened to my interviews, I've talked about that shit.
No
like,
one watches
so
those
long.
Interviews. This is the biggest.
Yeah,
one
but
you've
Ankiri.
Ever done.
Yeah.
True, man.
But, first of all, it's Tati Atura, so
yeah.
Get it together. They definitely.
Okay,
it's fine.
Casual.
No, you guys like normalize, Anje.
Yeah.
I start shooting my iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, he's a chiller, serious chiller.
Yeah.
And I think I've spent so much of my career, addressing that. And I think I want to speak about the things that are me that is outside of that, because I feel like you almost like having to define me through that particular event, that one event in my life. And I think I'm more than just that one event. And I think I would be doing a disservice to women when I continuously hold on to things that don't grow me as a woman, don't celebrate the things that I am doing, that I am achieving. And I think if I don't continuously address that particular issue, I'm reminding women that they are more than what they experience and how the world sees them and how the world defines them. And I think it's important for you as a woman to write your own history and how you want to be remembered in the world. Mm. You understand? That's how McGee remembers me. Mm. Maybe that's how the next person remembers me, but I have
to. I remember you from Top Actor.
You understand? Mm. Okay. Mm. And so I don't want to be remembered as that girl who I'm among
millions.
So I think that's why it's not because I don't want to address those issues. It's just that I need to redefine who Cece is and what she stands for, and remind other women that it's okay to start over and let them see that through me as well.
Okay, what's your take on toxic relationships? Because I think we've all been, been in toxic relationships,
You've been in one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hey, please tell her the story about the girl who almost jumped out.
Oh, no. She's been sending me messages, that one.
Again?
Saying I've ruined her life. Because I mentioned her name, so I'd rather not go there.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been like, you ruined my life, my friends, everybody, you know.
We've got a lawyer now, don't worry.
Oh, flip, yeah. Well, so we were driving on the freeway.
Yeah.
And we're in arguments. And we had an argument, and she started attacking me while I was driving.
Yeah.
Like on the steering wheel, literally. I was like, are you really willing to kill the both of us for
to make a
over
point.
This little argument? I don't even know what it was over.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I think every now and then there is that flag, but because you love someone, you always like, nah, I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, the red flags are always
there. You're like,
there.
Nah, I'm overthinking it. I mean, it's okay.
Mm.
You know, it was just like one little incident. Don't think about them. You know what I mean? And then the next one comes and, yeah.
So the red, Yeah, who are you even dating?
She's married.
No, now she is. But I'm saying like before she was in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like who are you dating?
I moved from there to married straight.
Is it?
I was like, yes.
Who popped your cherry though?
yo, some useless guy. Nah. I hate him.
Nah.
It's, I mean, I don't know why. It's always the ones about Patsagatle, and then you, when you give it up to the most useless guy, and his name was Thabani. He hasn't even thinking about him, like,
just. Is this in high school or where?
This was after. So I didn't get a lot of opportunity to go outside and be with other people. So it was the library that introduced me. Because you know, they don't have.
What to love a fun of the boys?
But no heard. And you know, now it makes sense why they say.
Remember the name.
No.
Google me. Solomsi. I do know your name. How? That's why I'm married, because I don't have it anymore.
We'll talk about your marriage now. When does Ambitious come knocking?
Ambitious actually came in while I was still under the other label. Okay. But it was like at the back end of my contract, and that's when they came in.
Yeah.
In 2017 May, and I can't.
What's the contract like with the other label? Because I feel like you have to sleep with the boss before you get a contract.
There.
Who's your stalker, man?
That's why the company didn't survive.
Hey.
What are you gonna sell?
Triple threat.
Oh. 9 out of 9.
No, it's that's not the case. But I mean, I met with Ambitious 2017, and boss man Khosi offered me a lifeline, I would say. And that's what's really kept my career going. And I mean, Ambitious has been with me through the ups and the downs, and I think I'm really forever grateful for them being there and keeping my career alive and reminding me that I can do it and I do have it. So yeah.
Weren't you skeptical? Because, you know, we read things about Ambitious, whether in the media or wherever the case may be, of, you know. I mean, I don't know. Do they pay your salary this month?
I guess I'm just like my dad. Thomas. I was like, I'm so born a con.
Do they pay your salary this month?
No, I make my own money.
Okay. So you have a different deal.
Yeah. So I mean, I think every artist got like a different. There are people that get paid on a monthly basis. So I wouldn't know whether they got paid or not. You know, you'd have to. Boozer them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, man, I've been very hard on Ambitious, but the more I talk to artists, the more I realize there's no good deal.
There
isn't. With anyone, bro.
No.
It's just about choosing the lesser devil.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's really just choosing the pretty parts of everything that's happening. You'll never be completely satisfied, I guess. So you just got a, this guy's popping bottles, Fagama Icy, and it's okay.
Yeah. Did you get offered deals from anyone else before Ambitious?
I did got offer from like Universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just always felt like it's maningi lapayan. Yeah, one. It's almost like, yeah. It's there's too many of us. But like there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm saying my in reference of like the number of people that are already there. It's like it's almost like taking your child to a private school where they'll get the attention that, you know, they need to get, other than like going to a public school.
And are you happy right now? So we're good.
Am I not glowing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Means I'm happy.
Yeah. And what's the plan now? Like, are you going to release more music with them, or are you going to start your own label?
I'm continuing with Ambitious. I think on my own once I've gotten the money that I need. Because it takes a lot of money to grow a brand, to do the interviews, to travel. So all the logistics that go behind being an independent artist, it's a lot of, like, you have to have the financial backbone to do it. So I know a lot of people are like, no, go independent. But they don't tell you that you need to pay your PR person. You need to pay your road manager. Mm. You know, people need to put food on their table. So you can't go at it if you don't have the financial support to do
it. But you know a lot of niggas with money.
Hi, bo, manje. Bazothi, eh, sisi ngiyakuzwa impela uthi manje mina ngizotholani.
Eish. You get those?
It's fine, never mind. Ngiyabonga bandla. Yeah.
You get those?
Look at his excitement. I mean, yeah, you do. I mean, I think wonke umuntu osifazana uyashelwa. Yeah.
That's fucked so, up, though,
yeah,
man.
So, I mean, I think it's always a different ball game with women altogether because, I mean, if I'm going into a business thing, how I'm approached as a woman and how someone would approach MacG in like a meeting is completely different.
Why? Why is that, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
And it's been around for years, eh, so?
It happens, bro.
It just happens. So sometimes people just like smile and wave and then you just wait to sign on the dotted line, then you're like, thank you.
You know, it's crazy. We've had a lot of actresses and people that act and whatever, and always ask them about couch casting.
Mm.
And none of them ever say, yes, I've done it. But everyone's got roles. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Look, I'm. There was a story of someone that did come out about it and said, you know, this is what producers are doing and this is how women are feeling about it. This is how a lot of women are actually getting work and it's uncomfortable, you know. She did come out and she did address it and it is a thing that is happening. But sometimes people get tired, I guess, of just going to the auditions because that one role could be that role that actually opens up my next gig and I don't have to couch cast the next one. You know what I mean? Because then my work will speak for itself.
Because you're good enough.
Yeah.
And so, you opened the legs.
Yeah.
And the industry. Hashtag open up.
Open up the industry. So yeah, I think it happens a lot. Even with women in music, you know what I mean? People will tell you, hey, dude, no, I got tired, hey. At least okay, let this one person do it, and then the next one doesn't have to.
So if you did it, let's say you did do the couch casting thing, would you say right now, yeah, no, I did it. I've done it.
It would probably depend.
On what?
On where I am in my career. Okay. If I don't need them anymore, I'll be like, yeah, I, you know, Mang did this.
Have you seen Hossie's couch?
No, I don't even know where his house is.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, huh? That's good. I like that.
Even though there was something like that on the papers, but like...
Huh, what did they say in the papers?
That's it. I was couch cast signed. No, I can't be casted for it. But like, it's just, yeah.
That's... Yeah. What? Yeah. I didn't see that. Did you see that? So
no.
What?
Fundan on my pep. Konan zos buzim buze relevant to my interviews.
Hey, banana.
Hey. I like that. You're saying so?
No, but I was saying it makes sense because previously she was seeing her record label boss. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? So I think that article, I never saw it. Yeah, so they assume that's how you move.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Through osmosis.
Yeah, and photosynthesis.
How was it like working with Donald? You know Donald is a chiller.
As a cheater.
A chiller.
Oh, I was about to say, oh, okay.
They are the same thing, but.
Yes, he follows you. He follows you guys quite religiously.
Yeah, what's your relationship like? Because, you know, everybody thinks you guys were dating or whatever. Were you dating?
No.
Yeah.
No, I've never dated Donald. Look, you know, courting, yeah, but like dating.
Oh, you courted?
Mm.
You said no.
I said, let me put it to you in this courting. No, yeah.
How do you say no to Donald?
Hey, bro.
He's got a six-pack, you can sing.
My mom says, I'm a fan of my six pack of a nine, man.
Wow.
But I'm not saying he does it. I'm just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hurt on his behalf. Eh?
Why?
Me too.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy. Such
a nice guy. No, he's a nice guy, but like, I can't say yes just because he's a nice guy. It has
you
to
like
be
them
something.
Rough.
It just has to be like someone that I want as well. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of women say yes to the guys that want them and not necessarily really want them as much. I said no to Donald, and I think he's an amazing friend, and now our friendship is quite good.
So you didn't take it personally?
What's your type then?
My type?
Because Donald is good looking, six pack, can sing.
She likes them rough, chief. Ghetto rough.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, ngifuna indoda. Ezothi.
Ezothi.
Mathwala.
Ezothi. Hey.
Hayo. Baby.
Trail of love.
Ooh, yebo baba ne.
Mina? Ay, no. I never date a Zulu guy.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a lot. It's like unnecessary, like the things that they want you to do sometimes. So my person is not a Yebo Baba wanting type. He just wants me to be happy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is he the best lay you've ever had?
Hey!
Is that a TikTok thing? What's happening?
No.
Hey, it's confused.
I'm confused.
Me too.
I think... the person that I'm with now is probably the best love that I've ever experienced.
Best lay, not love, lay.
Yes.
Like lace.
Yes.
He is.
Why do you keep him anonymous?
Yeah.
I'm privately public with him. Private. He's not anonymous. It's just like you don't know him.
That's anonymous.
No, you don't know him.
Oh. So he's anonymous to
Yes. What's when angmazi? There's a difference between anonymous, where I'm saying, where I'm giving them like an alias, like a different name.
An alias.
I'm saying, you know, John, boo, boo, boo,
oh,
baby.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Alias, yes, sorry.
But you know what's fucked up about that? The moment he fucks up, first thing she's going to do is go on Instagram and say, hey, this guy did this. And now
look,
we must
look
be
for
like,
me.
Hey.
The reason why I didn't want that, that's the reason why. Yeah, fuck this nigga.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Man, she doesn't
and
want
then
us to know
people
him.
Are like, oh, but it's Ngena.
Hey, Usara said it first. Ngena.
Yes. But you see, the thing is, that's why I decided to date someone that's not in the public eye, because I don't want to experience my breakups in public.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think that's why I'm not coming out about it.
Mm.
I just don't ruin a good thing.
How did you meet him, man?
I actually met him in 2013. Mm. But I mean, I was with someone. I was engaged then to be married, and he was with someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's just one of those things where after everything, we like reconnected.
Yeah.
But you know how you always date someone that's always been somewhere.
And yes.
Yeah, well? Like
yes.
They're not on set.
Yes,
like,
they're there.
Petty camera.
Yes.
Is the girl runner or
yes,
something?
Yes, yeah. So he's always been like in the picture, but like we've never dated, and then when we both were single, we then just decided to reconnect.
Does he hit you up or you hit him up?
He actually DM. He sent his friend to send a DM and
he
be
sent
like,
his friend.
"Yeah, I'd be like, yes, yasaba."
Yeah.
And then his friend was like, "Yo, you know, he's trying to holla." You know what I mean? I think also he was a bit like scared to like approach me directly because I had gone. It was just after like mess.
Yes.
And then he was like, "I'm gonna humble your check. Ukuthi amanzi asase right."
Yeah.
And then we just, it just clicked. It just made sense. Mm. I didn't try. I hadn't, you know, I didn't have to explain myself. He got it. He got
like
me.
Like a best friend type of vibe.
Yeah, it just, wow. And he was like, you know what, baby, when you know, you know.
Did you give it up first night?
No.
Ne?
Yeah.
30 days.
Plus ne heaps.
Oh,
well,
that's pelvic injury.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, I think when you connect with someone on a deeper level, it's more than just about like
physical.
The ziggy ziggy high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but it's not
all
about
that. Yeah, but it's not like all about it. Yeah. Because, I mean, I think in most relationships, the longer you date, then that's not really what, because, you know, you can scat it.
Anytime.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. There's more to the relationship than just the sex, but the sex makes the connection of like emotionally is stronger, so it strengthens the relationship. Yeah, so it's good, it's healthy.
You look freaky in bed, right?
I wanna get freaky with you.
There's nothing you wouldn't do, Ne?
No.
Ne?
He's my husband now.
What about anal?
What about what?
Anal.
Anal? Would you do that?
Huh?
Anal.
Yes, for my husband,
yeah,
yes.
Why not? I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
he can get.
Nice.
God, I could sing a voom, eh?
Eh?
Yeah.
Our vumang. What did she say?
No, I would try. No, but it's also not. It's not like amazing. I know that experience, guys. I don't know why you guys would just like get so excited about like.
How was your first experience with anal?
You want to call a friend?
You want to call a Tommy?
I mean, it's almost like sticking something in a place that it shouldn't really be, so it's not going to be comfortable.
Unless you have lube.
No, it doesn't mean it's... I mean,
phlegm. which she has a lot of.
No, I mean, I it's not the most comfortable thing I think to experience.
Wow, you've taken anal. I've never looked at you the same. See. So within all this mess, right?
Yeah.
Comes a beautiful blessing, which is your son.
Yeah.
And you never thought you were gonna have a baby, no?
Yeah.
How amazing was that?
It was, because I missed my period, and I was like, it's probably just stress, you know, not sleeping.
So you had given up. You're thinking, I'm not having kids anymore.
I was like, mina ngiyamthemba udokotela. So now you see, I don't trust doctors. That's why I haven't taken my vaccine yet.
Got you.
Oh.
So. When I got the news, I was like shocked. I was taken aback because I really wasn't expecting for someone to be like, congratulations, you're having. I was like, there must be a mistake. Can we do another test? And it was like, no. Come in for like a scan in the next 3 weeks. And yeah, that's how I found out.
Yeah.
It was. Ah, I don't want to cry. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that changed your life?
Now I don't take bullshit. Yeah, because I mean, I have my son, and I think I work harder because I have someone that I'm answerable to, other than just myself. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
His name is Diallo.
Yeah, I wanted to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. What? I've heard that name before. There's even a song, Diallo. What does it mean?
It's actually a West African name. It means the strong and powerful one. And I think I was in awe of like the strength and power of God, that even when we've made the final call, it's not final until, you know, He's put a stamp on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are your parents happy?
My mom, yo, guys, she kept saying, Zama Pet. Yeah. So my mom was actually like cheering, like, hey,
don't try everything.
Zama. So yeah, my mom was really for having the little one, even though she's got like 32 nephews and like 32 grandchildren, then which is 32 nephews and nieces for me. So my son is like number 34 there, anywhere there. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. We're gonna play a game, man.
Okay.
Since she likes acting, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a scenario, and she's going to have to act it out with you and you guys.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys ready for that?
No, cool.
Are you guys ready for that? Yeah. Shine's on. Yeah! All right, here's scenario number one. All right, cool. So you are Saul's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Saul is fucking your friend. You just come home. You found out. Now, this is the interaction. In 3, 2, 1, action.
Why the fuck would you want to embarrass me like that?
Yo, but you know Chomi Ako. You know, since the old label, you and Chomi, man, I've always wanted her, you know?
I mean, it's okay that I have to deal with your small penis, but not everybody knows that you don't have one. And how are they going to look at me?
How is it small when you didn't want to give me anal?
Because what are you going to do with my anus? It's almost like scratching my ass. What the fuck?
Because on the pussy, it's like I'm an astronaut. I'm in space. In the ass. It's tighter for a small guy because I don't have the capacity. And scene.
I wanted to laugh so bad.
That was nuts. Yeah.
I literally saw a guy with that.
That was nuts.
Oh, that's funny, man. In closing, CC, what do you want to be remembered as, man?
An amazing human being. I think there's so much going on in the world that everybody is just wanting to be, I want to be great, but like, what is greatness? You know what I mean? I really just want to be remembered as an amazing human being who's loving, kind, and generous, and gentle, and true to who she is.
Yeah. I was chilling with DJ Choice last night.
Choice.
I remember Choice from Pretoria.
Yeah.
Wars.
So I told him I'm interviewing CC tomorrow. He's like, please treat her nicely. She's the most sweetest person on earth.
Yeah. I actually did a song with Choice. We worked on like 2-3 tracks.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Vel?
A Ladysmith. But then I came to Gauteng.
When did you come to Gauteng?
2006.
2006.
Yeah.
Oh, and you've never been back since?
No. I mean, I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
And so there's not really much happening there.
Yeah. Are you like a big star there when you go back to Ladysmith? Nah.
No, but I mean, the thing is, I don't even go out in the. But like a lot of people around Ladysmith, really, they recognize me. They appreciate what I do and they celebrate me, which is really great to always be celebrated. La Puma Kona.
Penduka, you got a question?
No, good.
Yeah, man. CC, thank you so much.
Last question. Your son has got an Instagram page.
Yes.
Right? Like, when you're a parent and you decide you're going to start an Instagram page for your kid, what's the thought process behind that? I've always found it so
fascinating. For me, it's almost like a digital album because sometimes, you know, phones get lost.
Yeah.
Things get lost. And
So
for me, I'm...
on the phone. Phones get lost.
Absolutely. And those little milestones that... You're like, oh, I didn't save it. His first walk. You know what I mean? The first time. Yeah, his first adverts or whatever.
Now, I've got one for my son.
Yeah.
Also, my woman, I'm like, hey... Make it private, mother. This motherfucker must know I used to play with
Kick it off. I was here. I was a present father.
It's important.
Very important.
Do you make money from TikTok? Because you're very busy on TikTok.
Oh, for real?
Am I? No, I'm not. I'm like the least busiest person on TikTok. I post like every 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, but you get so many...
views.
Yeah.
Well, there's no creators fund in South Africa, so you don't really make that much money.
No, but you can.
I'm saying you. I do make money, but like, it's not like in the US where there is a creators fund specifically for people who are digital creators.
There's 300 million people there, so obviously.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, it's only 50 million, yeah.
But at least in Africa, yonke guess mangai.
It's over. It's game over.
Exactly. So I think in Africa, Nje as a whole, there should be a creators fund, because if you look at the things that we do, the music that we TikTok to sometimes is from West Africa, it's from Ghana, it's from Nigeria. So there is that cross-cultural interaction, so there should be a fund that...
Why haven't you jumped on Mabiano yet? I mean, it's the new wave.
Yeah.
Oh, my sefagebe sengenzenjani.
You hop on to the next one.
Oh.
Maphorisa has done it.
And then?
He's working. You'll hop on to the next one. No,
I can't.
You got to buy nappies, bro. Oh, grand.
No, my man is capable.
Diallo's dad is good.
Okay.
You don't know this?
Yeah, okay. I see you. So this is a hobby. Sienza nje.
Just
for control.
You working on anything?
I've actually just dropped my album.
Oh, nice. Oh, congratulations.
Beautiful. It's titled Sugulila, and the reception is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, before that, I dropped a single called Piluyaga.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, the reception has been... Actually, I'm shocked because I didn't expect, you know, such a reception. So
are you going
really
back
good.
To acting?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's called Kings of Joburg. But because we recently lost Uncle Shaw, everything has been...
Are you in Kings of Joburg?
Yeah.
You were in the first one, eh?
Yeah. It's just you couldn't see me because I was pregnant, so I was looking a bit...
Oh, yeah. That
chubby.
Was amazing.
Yeah, so,
I like that, eh?
Yeah, so everything's obviously been put on hold.
You guys are doing season 2?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah, so I'm really...
Do you know Kings of Joburg?
Yeah, man. The Ferguson's thing on Netflix. I know it.
Yeah.
He's even telling you where it is, just so
you know. Yeah.
That he knows. So yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, doing that and going back into the acting space and promoting my music, and just creating events where they are intimate and I get to see my fans, sing along with my fans, and engage with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't even know one of your songs. Eh? It's crazy.
It's fine.
Yeah, what do you play?
When
where
I look at you,
playing?
You are a piano person. Hey, yo, there's girls. Fuck shit.
I read your target market.
What? No, don't say it to please. I beg.
Do you know a CC song?
Yeah. Run away.
I wouldn't expect, you understand, you to know.
I think if you did a remix of one of your songs, I would know it.
I'm a piano.
Even Afrotech, I'm a piano, but like dance. I mean more in dance.
I'm a piano.
Yeah. What's your favorite piano song right now? That's old, man. That's last year's shit. Okay.
So that's
what's the last song you listened to? That's not yours.
That's not mine. It was Chili's. Actually, I heard it on radio in Metro FM this morning.
Chili's came out.
Malum Vector and Black Diamond. Miss Prue.
Aye, she's pushing ambition.
No, but I'm not. It's literally
colleague.
She's pushing.
Of course, watching.
But it was. It was literally when I was driving here. It was playing on Metro. This morning.
Okay, what's your favorite song at the moment?
Yes.
It's by a guy called Chike. Anybody where go fight you? Them they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the walls of Jericho.
Ooh.
Nigerian.
Now. Yeah, my brother, you didn't know it.
Yeah, but ambitious is the sauce, eh?
It does.
Yo, ambitious is the sauce, though. Yeah. Yo, their songs will play for a year, and then after a year, you're like, yeah, this is a hit. Anyway, on that note, we are here, podcast and chill, boom. Oh, yeah, we are here, podcast and chill, boom.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.